Hello, welcome to the weekly pep talk. And if you're like, it's Monday. Yeah, sorry. You know, vacation mode. And I was like, wait, mom, we forgot to do it. Anyway, we do this every week. Typically on Sundays it comes out. A little different this week. But it's just a little 5-minute pep talk for my mom. That's it. Talking about friendships today. And you'll get it with her next.
You know, Kramer and I were talking recently on the podcast about having friends and how important that is to us. And there's a study that just came out that talks about your circle of friends and some interesting facts about it. I thought I'd share that with you today. The average adult has 10 good friends. At least one of them has been around since around age 6. We spend over 2,000 nights out over the lifetime of a friendship. We spend 39,000 hours laughing. We share 630 secrets with our closest friends. The average friendship lasts for 17 years, but 17% say they've had the same best friend for over 30 years. That's kind of astounding. I don't have friends from kindergarten or really from school at all, but I do have a lot of friends. I have friends from different parts of my community in the past. I have friends from my church community. I have friends from my previous work community. I have friends in my present community. And, you know, one thing they didn't talk about in here was about, you know, your different types of friends. So, you know, I have friends that I'm really close to, that I feel comfortable sharing every aspect of my life with, but that's only a couple. And then I have friends that I'm very comfortable with, but I wouldn't share everything about myself with. And then I have a lot of what I would call just fun friends, people that I enjoy being with. And, you know, the other thing that they didn't mention in here is how many times or how many hours we spend in tears with our friends. I know my best friend I have had for 43 years, and I love her dearly, and I'm sure that we have laughed more than 39,000 hours. But I'm also sure that we've cried many thousands of hours together, too. You know, being a good friend is, you know, being a good listener. It means giving honest advice. Really, sometimes that's really tough love, but being honest and sincere with your friends and enjoy laughing with them, really be engaged in their lives and really care about what's going on with them. I started thinking the last couple of months about, you know, being a little isolated living here at the lake now. And most of my friends are in other areas of the state. And they're about an hour. You know, my good friends are really about an hour from me. And I thought, you know, the phone rings on both ends. Instead of sitting here moping about how I no longer have connections with those friends, I can just pick up the phone and call them for lunch, dinner, whatever, and reconnect. And that's what I've done with 3 really good friends recently. And it's been terrific. It's really been terrific. I have cherished the time with them, and we look forward to getting together again. So I just encourage you to think about your friends. Your friends now, your friends from the past, and to turn that around and think about, well, what am I doing as a friend? All these people have been so good to me and have loved me so well, but have I really given them what they need and deserve in a relationship? Am I a good friend? If not, why not? And pick up the phone or send a text, however you communicate, and just make the connection. You'll be glad you did. Love you forever.